terrible. Hi, Maria.
Mark. Hi, Mark. Nice to meet you.
My best fall was... Isn't Barbara on that? Josh?
Yes. Yeah. Hey, Josh. Barbara. Greg.
All the chickens are coming home to roost.
This is our meeting room right now. You okay?
It's a biopsy.
Need a doctor.
Need a doctor.
This is a meeting of the Programs and Services Committee, a special meeting on Monday, December 16th at 7:30. Council Prinzmann, Council Glazer, Council Schwartz, Council Greenberg, Council Albright, Council Baker, Council Kalis, and I'm Council Rice. And we have an appointment of Mark Feldhausen?
Husen.
Feldhausen, appointing 144 Cherry Street, Newton,
all my life.
As an alternate member of the Parks and Recreation Commission for term to expire December 31st, 2022. And after that, we also, last week we met with Marguerite Connolly, and we have to vote her as well. So, with it, Mark, why do you want to be an alternate? Why do you want to be on the Parks and Recreation Commission? Because a lot of times members aren't there, so you will be voted.
Right. Why do I want to be in there? Well, about 2 years ago, I left full-time work, and I started working a lot at Wellington Park.
Oh,
in Wellington.
Lovely, yes.
Just never really thought a lot about it, and loved working on it, and loved meeting people there, and thought, wow, you know, this is sort of a world of things to do, and I just got deeper and deeper into it and tried to figure out who runs the parks and what kind of parks we have here. I saw how powerful the park can be in the community, and it is a real community resource, at least Wellington is. I had more time and just wanted to offer my services to the city.
Thank you.
Okay, questions? Barbara?
I have a comment and a question. Thank you, and I'm from Ward 3, from your ward, and I know Wellington very well. Which brings me to my comment, which I'm happy you said that, because I feel like sometimes there's a focus in the Parks and Rec Commission on the fields, and which are important for all of you who have children who play on those fields. But there are other people who like the gardens and the passive recreation that our parks can also give. And then I have a question from Councillor Norton, who couldn't be here tonight, and it's rather pointed, but she wondered how you feel about building on Parks and Rec land.
I'm against it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm against it.
Pointed response.
Ward 3, baby.
I think that one of the things that I love about Newton, I've lived here almost 30 years now, and raised a daughter, wife and I, and I have always loved the open land that we have. We always go for walks in Cold Spring Park, and we use a lot of the parks, and I don't want to see them be diminished in any way, shape, or form.
Thank you.
So I'll ask you the same question, or maybe make the same comment that I made to when Marguerite was here. So as Barbara was saying, there are a lot of people who would love Councillor Bruce L. Glazer. See, even now I'm still doing it wrong. as Councillor Bruce L. Glazer said, there's a lot of people who feel like the parks are lacking and could use a lot more and better attention.
Yep.
And one of the things that I felt over the years is that the Parks and Rec Commission, as we were just talking out there, has a lot of power. But they don't use it, as far as I can tell, to advocate for the budget and to advocate for things to be done to the parks.
Right.
And as a result, I think the Parks and Rec sometimes ends up at the bottom of the list, and other things take precedence in the budget.
Yep.
So I would hope that you and Margaret?
Midge.
Marguerite.
Yeah. Midge is what she goes by.
Midge. I would hope that the two of you would start a revolution over there.
I've actually started visiting the parks because I've been going to meetings for the past, since September. Every time I hear about a park, I go and visit it. And I was at Forte. That's a sad park.
It is a sad park.
Yeah. It's a very sad park, and it's a big park. And when we talk about, you know, a park being limited to baseball only because of the way it's shaped or something, I think that park's big enough actually for several soccer or, you know, playing fields. But it was just sad. And I thought, whoa, this is like, you know. And I don't think parks should look like that, because I think that there's so little open space. I think it's important to get people out into it for whatever reason. I don't play sports myself. I never have. I always encourage my daughter to do it. But I do love to be outside. I realize, you know, the importance of that. So I think I agree with you. I think that Parks and Rec needs a higher visibility and more money, because we are a great city. I mean, this, you know, Newton is a great city, and it's had a great reputation. People want to live here. Real estate values are great. But I fear sometimes that if we don't take care of our stuff and improve it and keep things moving, that we might lose some of that luster over time.
So we need your help.
Yeah. Got it.
Mm-hmm. Like your passion.
Greg.
Yeah.
I'm encouraged by your responses so far.
Parks and Rec Commission.
I think they go right to a point I was going to try to raise, which is that the parks really are a resource. It's a huge amount of land that we control as a city, that we own. And as Councillor Albright said, we have not invested as much as we probably should have over the last 10 years, let's say, 20 years probably. It's really a resource that we should be investing in to maintain. We should be, because my view is that we should be taking care of it in a way that we haven't recently. When outside groups use it, we should charge them appropriate rates.
Mm-hmm.
We should not only invest our money into it, but we should make smart thoughts about how we use them so that we protect that investment and make that investment actually matter and last. And specifically, a number of us have been working recently on the athletic fields, and I know it's not the only use of the parks, but
it's
a
big
use.
It is a big use.
There are thousands of families that are involved.
And many outside organizations, Boys and Girls Soccer and Lacrosse.
Forte Field, I can tell you, I've spent a lot of time on, because it actually is a big soccer used park, and it is showing the signs of that, like, that heavy use. And so there are a lot of decisions to be made in the coming, you know, couple years, where we're going to have to think about how do we, in a smart way, both plan the renovation of some of these parks and rejuvenation of them, maybe having some of them be fallow for a little while we kind of invest.
Right.
How do we raise money for that, both through the city funds as well as perhaps outside funds? These are going to be questions that you might be sitting in judgment of. So I would encourage you to continue getting out to the parks, continue to, you know, talk to people who use the parks, and I'm definitely very encouraged by your responses so far that you view them as a resource.
I think, you know, Wellington is interesting because it is a great park, largely because it's kind of hidden, it's sort of secret, so not a lot of people know about it.
Don't tell them where it is.
Okay, it's in West Newton.
Yeah?
Yeah, just, yeah, look
okay,
it up, you'll
Google
find it.
It.
It's great. But there's a core of people who have been working on that park. Core of people working on that park, names you probably know, Ted Kuklinski and Ann Dorfman. And they rally support, and they wrote proposals, and they pulled neighbors together. And I think one of the reasons why this is a great park is because there's neighbor support. Now, is that possible for Forte? I don't know. Like, it's not really a neighborhood, or sort of, you know.
True.
But I also think that there's power in that, you know, of people actually paying attention. Because I think if you pay attention to something, you can change it.
Susan, you got a follow-up question?
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know that we have a five-year outdoor recreation plan, and it's they're starting now to work on the next five-year plan as it expires in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So just to put that on your radar, that
staff
will be starting a plan, and you guys should hop in and you know have a maybe you should read the one that goes 2014 to 2020. I think it's what it is, so that you know where you could make suggestions for what
I did read the open space plan.
They're working on an update of that.
Yeah, that's great. Okay. Good.
Okay, but one other question.
Sure.
Have you seen Hyde Playground? Because we created a really, on Lincoln Street, we really created a really nice, with the garden area.
Oh, yeah.
Very, very passive recreation, 125 feet by 25 feet. And when I started moving the fence, people said, oh, that's horrible. And it has become a center of that area. And then you go on the other side of the fence, and you have Little League baseball. You have a playground area. But we also have concerts every Friday night for 17 weeks.
Right.
So it kind of morphs between active and passive recreation.
Right.
And I run the High Community Center, so I can show you around.
I'd love to see it. I definitely will be in touch with you.
So there's a motion to approve. Okay, so this is for docket item, 400.19, for Mark Feldhausen. With it, all in favor? That is unanimous. And we have one other docket item, 401, with it.
Great.
Thank you so much. Happy New Year.
Docket item 401-19, Haran, the mayor appointing Marguerite Conley, 289 Cherry Street, Newton, as a Ward 3 member of the Parks and Recreation Commission for term to expire December 31st, 2022.
I move approval.
Okay. Councilor Bruzel Glazer, all in favor? That is unanimous, and we're going to be putting something.
One last piece of business.
Yes.
We owe a round of applause and thanks to our
chair. All right.
And our vice chair.
Yes, vice chair.
He's a jolly good man.
And we got cupcakes for you.
yeah, they're in the other room.
And we're.